Thank you, Jane. And now back to the news. There are some cautionary tales in our next three stories. People are being warned about cold callers offering power tools for sale. They're also being warned not to fall for scam telephone calls about arrest warrants for unpaid tax. Eight people have been convicted of running a number of frauds which conned elderly and vulnerable people out of millions of pounds.
People have been warned to be wary of cold callers offering power tools for sale. The warning comes from police after a number of reports of suspected cold callers. Men have been cold calling at addresses in the Cossey area, offering generators and power tools for sale door to door. Chief Inspector Kirsty Brooks said, "Please remember you do not have to open your door to cold callers. Close and lock your back door before answering the front door. If you have any doubt, keep them out." Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards team has advised residents to never buy goods from or have work done by someone who calls unannounced at their door or who approaches them on the street. Anyone with information about suspected rogue traders should contact police on 101 or Trading Standards on 03454 040506 or Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111.
People in Norfolk have been warned by watchdogs not to fall for scam telephone calls about arrest warrants for unpaid tax. Norfolk County Council's Trading Standards Unit issued the warning after people in the county got telephone cold calls claiming to be from HM Revenue and Customs or the police. An automated recorded message call informs people about a warrant being issued for your arrest due to unpaid tax, and voicemail messages requiring people to urgently contact HMRC, with a contact number given to call. Demands are then made for immediate payment alongside further threats of arrest, court appearances, and visits to your home. Trading Standards said the calls were a scam and that people should not interact with the call but hang up immediately. People can report suspected scam telephone calls to Trading Standards via the Citizens Advice Consumer Helpline on 03454 040506.
Eight people have been convicted of running a number of boiler room frauds, which saw elderly and vulnerable people conned out of millions of pounds. The group, which includes one man from Wisbeach and a man from Trouse, ran an elaborate scam from 2014 until 2016, conning more than 50 people out of £3 million by convincing them to invest in fake investment companies. In particular, they would target elderly and often vulnerable individuals, with some people being scammed by the group more than once. After a number of concerned victims contacted police, an investigation was launched by the Eastern Region Special Operations Unit. Following the conclusion of a trial at Southwark Crown Court on Monday, Lucy Richardson of Crofton Avenue, Orpington in Kent, Mark Bowman of Prince's Garden, Whitley Bay, Mandy Cross of Clifton Close and Mohammed Tanveer of South Street, Romford were found guilty of money laundering offences. A boiler room fraud sees criminals make cold calls or emails to people pretending to be from an established and legitimate company, persuading them to invest in what are in fact completely worthless or non-existent stocks. Often, high-pressured sales tactics are used, which is why they're described as boiler room. Detective Chief Inspector Liz Fernandez, who led the investigation, said, "Investigations such as this are incredibly lengthy and complex, so I'm pleased that the group has now been convicted."